You must be getting sick of having to tear into them at half time, must you?
Well, it becomes a bit monotonous, Burns, you have to say. But first half in particular, we're nowhere near the level which is required. Now, to be fair to them, they made it difficult. You know, they played another centre-back in front of their back four, tried to stop the supply into the front men, and we found it very difficult, you know. And then again, posing the threat the other way, they were through after a minute. McGregor's pulled off a great save. So, you know, we've changed a few things in the second half, but mainly it was the attitude to get after the ball and get better after it. And thankfully, in the second half, the crowd played their part too, and getting behind the team, which is obviously good.
Was the attitude wrong then at the start of the game?
Well, we didn't start again, so it's crept in now for the Leeds, and I can go to Bristol City, and I can go back now for 2-3 games and think, what on earth are we doing to start the game? You know, so we needed to start. I thought we did it okay on Saturday, but you know, we've sat off them, let them play, and to be fair, you know, the boys scored a wonderful goal, and Vidra up front. They've got some really good forward players. I think they're a very, very good team, or being close to a very good team. And that's why they were top of the league 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, if it hadn't been for your keeper, they could have been out of sight early on, couldn't
Well,
they?
He's made one particular to save, and that's what I'm saying. We were still in the game, thankfully. And then the second half is like watching a different team.
So what changed? You must have been very tempted at half-time to haul at least a couple off and make changes.
Well, I think that's easy. Yeah. I think that's easy when things aren't going right. I think that's easy. I think you throw it back at them to say, come on then, you've got 10, 15 minutes. And to be fair, in the first half, you know, to make two or three, I could have brought the whole bench on. You know, that was the way I was looking at it. But it's a frustration, but we can't let it derail us, because you know, we've had a habit over the last month in particular of not starting the game, so we'll do everything we can to make sure we start brighter.
You'll have to give your half-time team talk at the start of the game, Steve.
Okay. Jesus, you would. Well, you wouldn't want the fact.
No. The goals, Hernandez back in your side and rewarded you and rewarded the team, really.
Well, I mean, look, how many goals has he got like that now? That's a goal scorer. He must have 7 inside the 6-yard box, but that's what goal scorers do. I thought his determination in the build-up to it was excellent. He takes it away from Ferdinand and McShane, I think it is, and he goes past them, and Kluka stuck at it. So it was good to see. Then we needed the goal, and it was just a matter of time. I thought after that, could we get the second one? The goalkeeper's made a great save from Tuba, and we've gone and won it in the last minute.
OK, and the goal scorer, I got a bit excited in the commentary. I think he added 50 games to his appearances, but I think that's his 200th career appearance tonight, captain for the night, Jake Livermore. A nice moment for him.
A nice moment, absolutely, because let's be fair, it's been a big bonus having him in the team again, and him and Myler now playing together, the record is quite remarkable. And for a while, I thought that was going to change today, but their attitude and their desire for Jake to get in there was terrific, and I thought in the second half in particular, he played a captain's part.
Talking of attitude, there's a lot of fans talking tonight on the radio station about Tuba Akpom's attitude when he came off. We talked before the game about the fire in the belly, he's a bit of devil, but he's had a bit of a strop again.
He's a boy, and he has to harness that. And listen, I've been in the game a long, long time, and I've had World Cup winners taking their gloves off and throwing them at me. So a 19-year-old boy doesn't really bother me, you know. It's part and parcel that he's absolutely devastated that he's come off, which in a down inside me, I'm quite happy. But he has to learn that it's not acceptable, because there's other people, and it's a disrespect not just to me. It's disrespect to the people who's coming on the pitch. And in the end, Snodgrass, Maloney all contributed to the goal. It was a breakthrough of skill by Snodgrass to give it to Maloney. Maloney didn't panic, and he had a shot at goal, and Jake took it in. So
how do you get that out of him? Do you fine him? Do you sit him down? What do you do with him?
The biggest thing for Tuba is, look, he's a 19-year-old boy, and we know he's got talent. But as I've said many, many times in this game now, talent is not enough on its own. You have to become a man very, very quickly. You have to grow up. You have to grow up quickly, and you can't behave like a pensioned little boy when things don't go your way, and spit your dummy out and take your toys out the pram. It doesn't work. So I'll speak to him when it quietens down, and like he normally is, he's all sorry the next day, but he's got to stop that young exuberance, which unfortunately gets the better of him now and again.
You're still not at the level you are that you were against Middlesbrough. But
Well, we've been unfortunately since Middlesbrough, we've been hit by two or three injuries. I'm not saying that's a deciding part. When Dawson's in the team, we seem to have a calmness, which unfortunately we haven't had. So this is where it is. You have to see it through. We have to be without big players. I thought in the second half today, we hit real big heights because it wasn't easy. Mm. We're up against it, clean against a good type team. We never give them a kick second half. McGregor's been a bystander. Mm-hmm. First half, we sat off them and let them do too much. So well done to the crowd as well. In the second half, they got right behind them, and that was good to see.
Yeah, I mentioned Liverpool got in my mind because I think it's the first time you've won in the league on the telly for something like 19 games. The last game was against Liverpool in December.
We seem to see it worse for the TV. Yeah. I don't know where it is, whether they've got, you know, they get stage fright on the TV, but I don't know.
Final one, you just mentioned Dawson's injury, and given the uncertainty, for me anyway, the first half defensive performance, might you move for somebody in January, loan-wise?
Well, if there's somebody that can improve us, then obviously we're not healthy in that position at the moment. But if you know, I've got Tom Huddleston, who's played there mm-hmm. in the Premier League before and played there many, many times when he was young. So I've got that up my sleeve too. We mustn't forget, you know, with what we've done, the back four in particular, apart from Curtis, is young. Odebejo's still learning his trade. Robertson's still learning his trade. And certainly so is Harry. So, you know, they are young. We could do with that a bit more experience to help them. And if there is somebody, then of course I'll always act.